We have Deb Jason of Fields of Ambrosia. Good morning, Deb.
Morning, Gino. How are you?
I'm doing well. I was going to say, first and foremost, let's check in. How are you? How's the family? Everybody okay?
Everyone's doing fine. Jasmine is keeping me busy, waking me up at 3 o'clock in the morning to go outside.
Yeah, of course.
Nothing's changed there.
Okay, fair enough. And everybody's okay, though? Everybody healthy and safe?
Oh, yes. Very good. Thank you so much for asking.
Oh, of course.
You too, I hope.
Yes, yes. Everybody is safe here. We are very, very, that's why you're on the phone. We're practicing social distancing. It's very important right now. And the times that it is, it's a necessary evil, I guess you can say. It's something that we have to do.
Yeah, it's true. But you know what? We'll get through it.
We will. We definitely will. And one of the way I know that Fields of Ambrosia, usually located or still located in North Conway Village, but right now you've turned over all your services to online at fieldsofambrosia.com. In fact, you have a new website.
Yeah, we launched a new website thanks to Tom Bean and his company WebMaintain. All brand new from scratch, and we have a lot of new options available. There are digital gift certificates now, so you can actually buy a gift certificate online and send it to a friend and they can use it online, which we never had before.
Yep.
Which is great for this time right now. And we also added a local pickup option on the website, so you can, all of our, you know, monetary transactions are strictly cyber right now. And people can arrange to come and pick up at the store. I'm usually there Tuesdays through Fridays from 12 until 4 for pickups.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just trying to make it as easy as possible for folks to still get our product.
Absolutely. And let's talk about the product just a little bit, Deb, just in case there is somebody out there that hasn't visited with Fields of Ambrosia, the website nor the store. Talk about what you have, because you have a lot of soaps, hand sanitizers, all of that stuff. And right now that's the first thing on everybody's mind.
Well, you know, it's kind of serendipitous. The month of March is usually our March Madness soap sale, where we basically, you buy two bars of soap and you get a third one for free. So we were selling a lot of soap in March, and I've decided that through April and May, all the way through Memorial Day, we dropped our bar price down from $7.50 to $5. Which is basically continuing that March sale, which is really good.
Yep.
And we also, for the month of April, are doing our annual April showers sale. So it's 20% off of our foaming hand washes, our shower gels, and our shower blossoms, which are a little aromatherapy for your shower.
Which is really nice. Might as well change it up a little bit, because we're staying clean for sure.
Well, yeah, with April showers, we need a good washing, and so does the earth.
Yes, yes. And you guys have been doing, staying busy as well, helping out with the Yvonne Community Center. I've heard that you've partnered with Grants Shop and Save. Talk about those collaborations a little bit.
Well, you know, every year for the food drive, I always, you know, donate a huge case of bar soaps to the community, to the food bank. And I decided that I would do the same thing now in March and April, and possibly into May and June if it goes on that long, still donating bar soaps to them so that they have a good stock for their folks. I'm also donating hand soaps and body washes to them, as well as this week I'm actually taking them some of our smaller bottles of hand sanitizer. It's just because you can't find those items on the shelves anymore. So
yeah.
Especially for the folks who need the food bank, it's a really good thing for them. And then I got a phone call from Grant Supermarket because my storefront is closed.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to be able to sell my hand sanitizer there. So they are now carrying our smaller 3-ounce size bottles of sanitizer on their shelves, which is really nice, which is also good for the community because now they can just go there instead of having to go through buying online and picking up, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, and that's great to know, too. So they can stop by Grant Shop and Save, and they'll have some Fields of Ambrosia product there for them. That's great.
Correct.
And then you are a locally owned and operated store, a member of the White Mountain Independents. It's more important now than ever. We've been saying that right along, especially supporting our local stores and even branching into the Valley Originals and supporting our local restaurants. Talk about shopping local and why it's so important right now.
Well, it was the smaller businesses, you know, and the independent restaurants all rely upon our locals to keep us going. You know, and we're, you know, as a destination town here in the valley, you know, the visitors come in waves, you know, and there are times of the year, especially now when we don't usually have a lot of visitors, that we rely on our local support. And now we need it more than ever because with our brick and mortar stores closed, and same thing for most of the restaurants, their employees are either out of work completely or having to scrounge around, you know, and as we know, unemployment is not, you know, doesn't cover what we need it to cover. So anyone who can help to support the small businesses, going to their websites and buying gift certificates that can be used after, you know, the social distancing is over, is a great help.
Yeah, for sure. And I guess there's a great Facebook group that's going around as well that some people should be aware of, because it's helping not just the independents, but restaurants and all types of local businesses alike. Talk about that group.
Yeah, it's called Support Local Mount Washington Valley on Facebook. It basically restaurants, it's geared mostly towards the restaurants, so the people will know who is open for ordering and pickup, what their hours are. The same thing for a lot of the independent stores. People are posting what they've got on special. Everyone's doing something special these days.
Mm-hmm.
So you go to that Facebook page, Support Local Mount Washington Valley, and you'll get a lot of information on the small businesses in the valley.
Yep, it's a great resource there, and that's what we've been kind of saying on the air here. It's if you are out there shopping for whatever it is, there's an independent or a Valley Original that can cover those needs, and check in with your independent and locally operated stores first.
Correct.
That's fieldsofambrosia.com for full details. You can also follow Fields of Ambrosia on social media. And Deb, I really like what you're kind of the motto here at this point is, we're looking forward to the future with hope, not fear. That's a big takeaway.
Exactly.
Yeah, excellent. So thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you calling in this morning, and we'll make sure to throw up a link on our Facebook page as well to fieldsofambrosia.com. We'll support that Facebook group where to support local businesses, and we'll be sure to shop with you. And thank you again for helping out with the Vaughn Community Center and Grand Shop and Save. I think that is a great collaboration there, and hopefully people will take advantage of that. Thank you so much.
Well, yeah, Thel, you are most welcome. I am more than happy to help out. And as always, we're still doing our 10% donation to Jen's Friends Cancer Foundation, which we've done from the very beginning in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
So all, you know, 10% of our sales always, you know, goes to them. So
awesome. That is fantastic.
Continuing.
Fantastic. All right, Deb, thank you so much. We'll let you go. Make sure you stay safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, Gino. Thanks. Have a great day.
Yes, you too. Thank you.